We should vote no on this bill for three reasons. One, it is unnecessary. Two, it's harmful to Oklahomans. And three, the only reason to vote yes is to cover up corruption in state government. It's unnecessary. I've already addressed that. We can already fund those three agencies and pay for a teacher pay raise without raising a lick of taxes. It's harmful. It is going to cost a lot of people their jobs. Some of them are here today because people want to just raise taxes. It will kill oil and gas industry jobs because it reduces the amount of investment because it raises that cost. So on the GPT side of that, it will cost jobs. I think other people may be mentioning why some of the other things will cost jobs. Representative Hoskin asked some very good questions about fuel tax, tobacco tax, and cause people to flip over the state line and buy stuff. These are not, by the way, recurring stable revenues. The whole goal of the cigarette tax is to reduce smoking. That is not a stable revenue source. And I concur with Representative Williams that the money, you know, the estimate on the revenue from that keeps shifting. It's funny money. Gross production tax is not a stable revenue source. That's why we're in this spot. Because sometimes when the price of oil is high, we have money rolling in. And that's how we got into this thing in the first place, is when money was rolling in high. Most of us in this body were not in the legislature at that time. But they spent every doggone dime of it raising the budgets of agencies to an unsustainable level. And then when the gross production tax revenues went down, not because of any tax decrease, but because of the price war from the Saudis and others on oil and gas prices, that caused a reduction. And that's what we're dealing with now. We are whittling away at the amount of the shortfall that's been caused by that gross production tax revenue decrease due to the price war. And we will be whittling out of that very soon. Oil and gas already pays 25% of all the taxes in the state. Folks, the oil and gas industry is not our ATM. And they are not a stable revenue source, not because of anything that this body does or that they do, but because of world oil prices. So this tax increase is both unnecessary and it is harmful to Oklahomans. But the most amazing thing is that we're even considering this, the largest tax increase in state history, when we have not even audited state agencies in years. Why are insiders, not talking about anybody in this body, why are government insiders, leaders of our state, so eager to raise taxes that they will lie to vulnerable Oklahomans to try to pressure us? Well, I think here recently we saw our answer. The real reason for this tax increase is because it's going to cover up the corruption that we're seeing being exposed in state government. The Department of Health has been engaging in corruption for some time. Dr. Klein, you know, last year he berated me at length. Oh, how can you not vote for tax increases and all that? Well, he had to resign a couple weeks ago. And there are some other cabinet members who are in similar hot water. Why are they asking us to vote for tax increases? Because that money flows in and it gets spread around to fill little accounts that have been diminished by mismanagement and possibly even fraud. Now, the people that are supposed to catch that is Office of Management and Enterprise Services. They didn't catch it. So what do? With the Department of Health, we send the guy that was in charge of OMES over to run that department. That's ridiculous. And now I hear about at least one cabinet secretary threatening a legislator with a lawsuit just because he asked questions about wasn't that mismanagement at OMES. This makes one wonder, if these tax increases that they shot last year had passed, would this corruption remain hidden? I think so. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg in state corruption. And that's the real reason for these increasingly desperate attempts by government insiders, including Governor Fallon, to raise your taxes. They need it to cover up the corruption. 87% of the people want us to cut waste. Folks, when you've got a swamp, whether it's in D.C. or in Oklahoma, if you put more money into it, it's just like pumping more money into that swamp to hide up the gators and poisonous snakes of corruption and waste. What we need to do instead, and the reason why Oklahomans have no confidence in state government, is because of that corruption and the waste. They know it's there, and we don't do anything about it. Instead, we're going to raise taxes on Oklahomans and hurt them. Folks, We need to drain that swamp. So I'd ask you to vote no.